This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In honor of Women's History Month, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares the stories of the heroic women found in the Bible. In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath to honor the women of the household. It is the ultimate praise for any woman.
Jewish tradition records a wild debate up in heaven. As the Jews were being exiled from their land, all of the holiest souls try to intercede before God on their behalf. First Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob and Moses. They reminded God of their faithfulness and all they had done for his chosen people. But God was not swayed. Finally, Rachel came before God and said, "Master of the universe, you know that Jacob loved me most and worked for my father for 7 years in order to marry me. When the time of my marriage came, my father switched my sister for me, and I didn't begrudge my sister, and I didn't let her be shamed. I had compassion for my sister. Won't you have mercy on my children?" God's mercy was awakened, and he said, "For you, Rachel, I will bring Israel back to their land." From all the holy souls that tried to save the Jewish people, it was only Rachel's plea that was answered. Why? Because of her unselfish, unwavering compassion for others. The message of this story is clear. When we treat others with tremendous compassion, God will treat us with nothing less.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate Purim and Women's History Month, discover the Book of Esther and her courageous stand against persecution by visiting holylandradio.org.